terrible with electronics, but it seems to be working okay here. All right, today is the 7th of June, 1990. And if I could give, if you would give me your full name, please.
Just John Albert.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And what community is this? What is it?
We call it the Dove Creek area.
Okay, and what county is it in?
Dolores County.
Okay, and the state?
Colorado.
Okay.
And don't get it mixed up with Dolores, Colorado, because it's in Montezuma County.
Okay, there's a difference between the community of Dolores and... Mm-hmm. Okay. And when were you born?
In January 1923.
Okay, and where were you born?
Right here on this place, in a log cabin.
Okay. So the place where you were born was on the same farm.
Yeah, same place.
Okay. Uh-huh. What was the log cabin?
It's just about 100 yards to the northwest here.
It's not standing.
No, anymore. We tore it down in 1946.
Okay, so a while back.
Yeah.
And how long has your family been in this county?
Well, I've been here all my life, and my folks came here in 1922, I think.
So it was your parents who came in, came into the county. And tell me a little bit about them. What was your mother's name?
See, her name was Anna. She came from Czechoslovakia.
Okay. That's where she was born?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what town, Smizani. And then my dad came from Czechoslovakia too. And I don't know what town he was. He was a little ways from there. And he came to Pueblo and worked in that steel mill, CF&I.
Uh-huh.
And then later, I don't know what where he went. Anyway, he worked in Utah. I don't remember the place. Do you, Audrey?
I think it was Eureka.
Eureka.
Or
Robinson. Right. Yeah, Eureka, Utah. And I don't know where he got married, but... He went. Then he moved from there to Ouray, Colorado, and worked in a gold mill, where they processed gold, lead, and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And then his first wife died in 1918 with the 1918 flu.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember. The oldest girl that they have is still alive. She's 93 years old. I think she'll be 94, won't she? This coming June, I mean about 15th of June, and next oldest girl, she's in California, and she's about, 80 years old, and then the oldest boy was in the Navy, and then he was in California and was killed in a train car accident after he got out of the service in 1918, I think it was, and then there was a younger boy that he died of pneumonia. And that was his family. And then he knew my mother, so he wrote her a letter. And then they came to Ouray, and she couldn't stand the altitude. So then they came through Dolores, came to Dolores on the train, and then from Dolores to Dove Creek on a wagon. I don't think it was covered, just a wagon for transportation.
Just wide open.
And said it was real muddy. No gravel roads or nothing. Just traveled cross country, the shortest place you could go.
Did so your father once he got here was
a farmer.
Which is a farmer.
Yeah.
Okay. And he bought this land.
Yes, uh-huh.
And how many acres?
Well, it was a 320. He had a mortgage on half of it, and the guy wouldn't pay him, so that's why he had to take it. And the other part was a homestead that was bought from another guy to make it all 320s, 160 and 160.
What, and